welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll find useful living information to make a meaningful life work. I have my good friend and office manager, Billy Roberti, who also edited my first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle. She's here with me, and she's got all the questions, and we're looking for you to call us. So, hey, Billy, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm excited. And this is Billy Roberti, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with us each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformation teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. Her first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, is based on the manifestation workshop of that name she's been facilitating since 1994. Her students tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction successfully. Maureen's next book, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, is a how-to book on understanding and clearing old stuck energies, curses, entities, integrating lost and immature parts of yourself that get in our way. Ever feel like something is holding you back from fulfilling your plans and dreams? This information will help clear whatever it is. And her third book, Beyond the Flower of Life, came from her experiences teaching the Flower of Life workshop Merkaba meditation for over 15 years. She's also released a guided version of the Merkaba meditation that is available as a CD or MP3 download. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Ara Mandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on the show, we bring you information that you will find phenomenal. Today, we're talking about the Unity Breath Meditation. Our call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Please call in and ask us questions. So, Maureen, we're going to talk about the Unity Breath Meditation. What is it?
The Unity Breath is a breath, it's a meditation based upon the unity or the unification of the physical body and its energy field and lining it up with the physical energy body of the earth, and then unifying yourself with it or aligning yourself with it to the degree that you create such harmony that the planet actually benefits.
Oh, that sounds really good. Why do you believe it's probably the best single meditation that any person can do?
The reason I tell people that is because if we align ourselves to the earth, then the earth will tune up to us and everyone upon it. So, have you ever noticed how kids dress alike, and when one comes out with a new fad, then the next one will copy that information and they start to become in harmony? Mm-hmm. So what happens with the Unity Breath is when we as spiritual beings harmonize with the earth, we're letting the earth get the benefit of our spiritual work. So a lot of times people say, well, what can I do to help the planet? What can I do to help with, you know, what's going on the planet? And it seems like there's so much and it's overwhelming. I'm just one person. And the answer is do the Unity Breath. Because our doing the Unity Breath gives the earth a leg up. Like, you know, leaning your arm down and helping everyone else up. And it might not be a lot, but if thousands of people are doing the Unity Breath every day or every other day, a huge shift can occur easily.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like we're charging a battery that charges the earth, and then everyone on earth gets the charge also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a battery charge is a good example because it allows people to see, you know, if you're at optimum. You know, it's like when you go to take a picture with a low battery in your camera, you're slow charging, it's slow reacting, whereas if you've got a full charge, you get exactly what you want when you want it. And that's what, you know, that's what this energy is about. It's about us being at our optimal at any given point. And no matter what our optimal is in this moment, the next moment, the optimal could increase because of our abilities to acquire and understand things and because of our devotion to God and our willingness to learn and grow. In this moment, it means that the next moment becomes even more evolved. So, also, I just want to dovetail for a minute and tell our listeners, you know, thank you so much for calling in last week. We had some great questions, and we're happy to take your questions, too. And Eric will just jump in and tell us we have a caller, and we'll, you know, figure it out. So the Unity Breath greatly enhances our connection with Earth, and it also enhances the Earth's connection with humanity, which is really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And as I recall, it's basically like three main connections. There's the connection we do to Mother Earth first, and then to Father Sky. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. A lot of people know their way around Mother Earth, and they have this feeling of connection with Mother Earth because they like the plants or the animals, and it's easy to connect to the beauty of Earth. But we don't necessarily think so much about our connection with Father Sky, but what this does is brings us into a new place of balance. And so with the Father Sky energy, what we're doing is we say Father Sky, but what we really mean is the male energy. So we're referring to the energy of the sun, which is male. Hard for people to get that, but it's definitely male because it's very direct and intense and very focused like male energy is. And then we also imply the weather, which is the intensity of shift and change. And then we also include the stars, and then we include male energy in general. So the males in your life, the divine masculine. And the divine masculine includes qualities like leadership, balance, order. You know, women can do well in chaos. They don't have to have everything organized all the time. And they can, you know, in a female environment, not just for women, but, you know, a man or a woman who are highly creative, they might have their desk looking like a big mess. And yet if you say, well, what happened to that contract from so-and-so, they, you know, they reach down, thumb through four pieces of paper on a particular pile, and they hand it to you. And as fast as it could be found if it were in a file, in a file drawer. So the male energy brings that energy of balance and order that is different from the female way. And that adds to our overall sense of balance. And it also allows us to be fully connected to our connection with God, that spiritual source type energy, by connecting with both Mother Earth and Father Sky at the same time.
Mm-hmm. The male is the active principle, and that's how we see, I guess, God,
exactly.
Source, whatever you call it, is we see it as a very active principle. The sun is directly acting on the earth. The earth is receiving the energy from the sun, so that's a receptive male, female part. And then we each have our male and female parts inside ourselves.
This is true. It reminds me of a story from when my children were quite young, and one of my sons was right at puberty, hadn't crossed over to beyond puberty, but I was teaching them about, you know, each of us has male and female sides inside of us, and I raised four sons. So this particular son of mine looked at me with absolute horror and said, "Mother, there is nothing female inside of me." And yeah, it made me laugh too. And out of all of my sons, he's actually the most balanced. So it's kind of cool to see that. What I will also say, though, is every one of us has male qualities and female qualities. And in a balanced person, when you're in a environment that requires you to pay attention, to watch your details, to stay focused, that's male energy. And then if you're in another environment where you're asked to be receptive and listen or observe rather than act, then that's the female energy. And when I was a very young girl and my father was explaining to me electricity, because I was asking him questions about the way electricity plugs into the wall, and he said, "Well, this is a male energy and this is, you know, this is a female receiver." And I looked at him and I thought for sure he was pulling my leg because it was like a grown-up talk that he was giving me that I wasn't sure I was old enough for. It was very funny. It stuck in my brain.
Yeah, the male and female ends of patch cords and computer connections and all that stuff. And, you know, of course, we have the right and left brains of hemispheres of our brain.
That's true.
Which are coordinated with female-like qualities and male. So it's not so much you're male or female, but we each have these energies and capabilities in us that we, again, pull out of the bag as we need.
Exactly, exactly. And in a balanced person, you intuitively know, which is female, which version of you or which side of the brain you need to put on the, you know, front or what part of your brain you need to function from for a particular set of circumstances. Some people who, for example, like to cook a certain way, they'll have their male energy going and they're following a recipe very purposefully. Others of us will follow the recipe intuitively and say, oh, well, we don't have any of that ingredient. Let's try this. And they're being creative. You know, yeah.
In terms of doing the meditation, are there specific Aramandalas that might work with the meditation to enhance it?
Yes. And when we come back, I think I will have a good list for you of the essential oil blends that we carry that we'd love you to use because they're so powerful with emotional work.
Okay. So coming up, how the Unity Breath can help heal our planet and what essential oils you can use. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and this is Billy Roberti, and we'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous three-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method and fast-forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about the Unity Breath Meditation. But first, you can listen to the show in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. Just click on our news you can use and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. You can listen whenever. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. Okay, our call-in number is 800-930-2819. Please call in with your questions about the Unity Breath, about how we can help our planet, help ourselves, and the universe in general, because I hear that there are people out there all over the universe watching what's happening on planet Earth. But that's another story for another time, I guess, unless we can touch on to that. Maureen was going to tell us which Aramandala's essential oil blends we might be able to use to maximize our Unity Breath meditation experience.
Okay. We have a lot of emotional healing wound energy essential oil blends. And these blends are built for two purposes. They're for repair and for rebuilding. So if you want the rebuilding energy, that means you're going to bring in the benefits of the upside of this oil. And if you need any repair work, maybe you don't even know you need the repair work and you just attract it to the rebuilding energy, you might use the same oil because it's like two sides of a coin. And the one that the guides told me while we were on break, which totally took me by surprise, is the Magdalene Trilogy, which is actually three different oils. One is the martyr male energy, which is the way, and the next one is the martyr female energy, and then the final one is martyr male or female, which is Bethany. Now, Bethany is extremely inexpensive. I think it sells for like $20, so it's a great deal, and you could buy the Unity Breath on iTunes or any of the downloadable sites, or you can buy it on our website as part of the Merkaba Meditation CD, and then get the oil, and it's a nice combination. Now, what does this give you in on the positive side? Some pretty powerful things. So the Magdalene Trilogy as a threesome awakens and unifies and completes the balance of divine male and divine female in service to humanity. And that's kind of what we've been talking about with the Unity Breath. And then Bethany itself is like service energy supporting that balance, male-female service. And then it clears on the wisdom and the way, it clears the, you know, the male victim or the female victim. I mean, you know, we all recognize what that is. But maybe we should talk about what male victim and male and female victim really mean.
Yeah, briefly. But and so the way is the for the male victim, the wisdom is for the female victim, and then Bethany is to work it all together.
Right. Right. And you know, what is it to be a male victim? And a male victim is, you know, it's not my fault. I didn't set this up. Someone else has power over me. And then the female victim is the whale, I can't do this, or I don't have enough to fix this. So, you know, it's both of them are playing the victim role, which is it's not possible to fix whatever the problem is. And then the male thing is, you know, someone has power over me. And the female thing is, I don't have enough resources, ideas, energy, whatever, to move forward, you know. Mm-hmm. So female victim is more of a receptive whale. The male victim is the active whale. Mm-hmm. And I mean W-A-I-L when you listen to that word, whale. So that's kind of cool. And then we also have a brand new ascension blend called Unify.
Unity.
And that's available as a separate product also. And It is one of the ascension blends. We have our blends are set up to do the repair and rebuild energy, and then we have a new round of oils that now do repair, do ascension work, anchoring in people's ascension energy. And that unify goes with our Unity CD, which you
The other way around. Unity oil goes with Unify CD meditation.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. So, and that energy is just remarkable. So, you know, you have lots of choices, and if you're interested in those kinds of things, just go out to our website and look at them and kind of see what jumps out at you, because your guidance, as a listener, your guidance will be good and help you sort out what it is you're supposed to get. They're wonderful.
Exactly.
So,
that we're all about looking to your higher self for guidance.
Yes, we are.
But getting back to the Unity Breath, how can the Unity Breath help us in the fifth dimension?
Well, what it does is it helps us become balanced. And if you remember the film that Kevin Costner was in, and I don't know the name of it anymore, but there's a famous line from it, if you build it, they will come.
What dreams may come?
Yeah,
field of dreams.
And so he built the baseball diamond, and then the players came. Mm-hmm. And if we build our house, our inner world, our spiritual body, we build, you know, the energy of ourselves to a place of balance, then that's a place where our higher self can move into. And if our higher self, which is the aspect of us that is completely connected with God, if that can move in like a bird moving into a bird house, what happens is then we are fully present as our fifth-dimensional self, and we have become fifth-dimensional. So the Unity Breath is a marvelous tool to help us become fifth-dimensional because it literally creates the space for our higher self to descend into. And we can meet our higher self in the heart, and we can talk about that probably at another time, but it's a tremendous tool to that balance creates that space for it to be easy. If it's easy for your higher self to be in your 3D body, it also means that it's easier for you as a person to hear the higher self
mm-hmm.
when it talks to you.
And then there's the third breath, which is, why don't you talk a little bit about that third breath in the Unity Breath?
When we breathe for all of Earth, or all of humanity, you mean?
Yes, and we send out that energy around our community, and then our town, in our state, our country, our planet, our galaxy, and beyond. You know how you just embrace all of the reality out there.
And what we're doing is we're expanding our field so much that we literally connect with all of creation. And when we do that, we're actually breathing for God, because at that point, our breath and the breath of God are the same.
We've got just a couple minutes, but I do have a call for you if you're ready to take that.
Go for it, Billy.
Okay, we've got Dan on the line calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Do you have a quick question?
I'd like to tell a story. I led a meditation at a summer camp this summer for 13 children, like around kindergarten age, and I played for them the Unity Breath meditation. It was awesome. They were sitting in a triangle of triangles. I think you know what I'm talking about. Nice.
Yes, that's spectacular. What a great idea. Listeners, did you hear his great idea? That's spectacular. And what happened after that?
Well, the kids, you know.
were they dancing around like kids do?
Dancing around? Not dancing, but they were curious and interested and intrigued.
I guess I'm expecting that they were a little more joyful than they were before that.
Yeah, definitely livened the class up from when they were before. Yeah.
That's lovely.
I did it kind of early in the class, too, which helped progress things along.
So you get the benefit of all day long.
Well, that's neat.
That's a marvelous thing. What a gift to those children that you have done that. I'm so excited. Send us an email about that. We'd like to talk more to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I think it's time we're winding down. Next week, Maureen and I will be talking about program your Merkaba in the Merkaba meditation. This is extremely powerful. And as we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder that if you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.MaureenSaintGermain.com. Click on our news, you can use link, and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. There is a complete list of all our previous radio shows, so you can listen whenever. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day, and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.